السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. And I hope and pray that your suffer in Botswana is inshallah very inspirational for the people in Botswana and the Ummah at large. May Allah accept your khidmat of deen, bless you and Apa with afiyat. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Dawood Monley. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Sha'ban Mubarak 1446. By the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 43, Surah Az-Zukhruf, and verses number 13, 14, and 15. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ. And He, Almighty Allah, has made for you, created for you, مِنَ الْفُلْكِ, the boats and the ships, and the cattle, the camels and so forth, ma tarkabun, which you ride on and you travel on. It's a means of conveyance for you from one place to another. Now Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, this is mawqi'ul imtinan. Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting further bounties, favors of His Almighty Allah recurring, showering upon us, the human being. And what should we be doing? What should we be reciting? So chapter number 43 and verse number 13, لِتَسْتَوُوا عَلَىٰ ظُهُورِهِ, so that when you are seated on the back of these animals, for example, the camel, or you are sitting on a donkey, so all this here, nowadays, our car, our vehicle, and so forth, ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ, then you remember the ever-recurring bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that are showering upon us. Is this the way to Mahalay? When you are mounted on it, when you are settled on it, on the means of conveyance, وَتَقُولُوا, then you should be saying, O Muslim, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا. Subhan, Subhan in the Quran Sharif will always be with a fatha, with a zabar on the noon, and it means Sabbahtu Subhana. I glorify the majesty, the grandeur, and the authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. The real meaning of Subhana means Huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. It transcends every defect, weakness, shortcoming. Is more perfect than the word perfect. Subhanallah. And remember that if you say collectively, then you say Sabbahna Subhanallah. All of us have praised Almighty Allah, His perfection and His glory at all times, all places, all circumstances. Subhanalladhi, everlasting glory, perfection for the Supreme Being. Sakhara lana, who subjugated for us. Hada, this means of conveyance. You take a camel, so big and powerful it is. You take the plane, you take the helicopter, you take all this there. How big it is. But Allah subjugated it for us, human being. وما كنا له مقرنين, and we had no control over it. But it is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. You see the horse, a small little boy, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old, and he's riding it and he's galloping with it and so forth. So all this kudrat ka karishma, a manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ, and we are the ones that we will return to Almighty Allah. Death is inevitable. Every human being, every creation, every makhluk, everybody shall taste death. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. Chapter 28, verse number 88. The last verse of chapter 28. The Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the exclusive Khaliq and the Creator. Everybody, everything else is makhluk. And then we will die one day. We will perish one day. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. But what do these mushrikeen do? These polytheists do? وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ, and they made for him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, from his servants, جُزْءَ, a portion and a part. They say that Jesus is the Son of God, Allah for birth. That is the height of blasphemy and of shirk, of polytheism and idol worship. The people, mushrikeen, and the idol worshippers in Makkah used to say, Al-Malaikatu Banatullah, that the angels are the daughters of Allah, Al-Iyadu Billah, Allah forbid. So therefore, we Muslims only on the surface of this earth, we believe in chapter 112. And all the other chapters of the Noble Quran, total 114. And we believe in 6,236 verses of the Noble Quran. Chapter 112, the third last chapter of the Noble Quran. Qul huwallahu ahad. Say, He Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. Allahu samad. He's totally independent. He does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place, any circumstances. But the entire makhluk and creation, we are in need of Him. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every minute, every moment, every second. Therefore, we read the dua. Chapter 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O beloved Allah, Jalla Wala, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you alone, exclusively, you are the أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. So وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا. The servants of Almighty Allah, the creation of Allah, and made it part of Allah, Allah forbid. Divinity in the form of humanity, that is kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, which Almighty Allah will never forgive. Innal insan, verily this human being, supposed to be the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Lakafoor, you see that lam there is for taqid and tawqid. It is already emphasized, definitely, surely, kafoor. He is very, very ungrateful and a big disbeliever, mubeen, an open, manifest disbeliever. He enjoys the bounties of Almighty Allah, but he goes and worships somebody, something else. Can you imagine? We are the only people who worship Allah alone, exclusively, and therefore we become Ibadullah and Imaullah. Ibadullah, the male servants of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and the female servants solely, only, exclusively of Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, alone. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. Today is the 9th of Sha'ban Mubarak 1446. These are the news, views, interviews for today, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Three jutlas will be released today by Hamas, and remember, in exchange of that, 100 and 183 Palestinians will also be released by the Jutlas, by the Haramis, and by the Israelis. So Alhamdulillah, but remember, it's not necessary all of them will come into Palestine. Some of them, they might send them to another country, as they say, that no, these people committed too many crimes, but at least they are out of the torture cells of the Israelis, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. One Israeli settler indicted after shooting a Palestinian family, and remember, without any reason. So that is what they do. They just keep on shooting anybody. And 90% of the time, they get away with impunity. So sometimes when they are caught on video, or the world sees it, then Israel will just show the world that they are taking some action and they are reacting to it. But majority of the time, nothing really happens, you must remember. Now MBS was licking BB. So BB now plays his true card. He tells him, for the Saudi Arabian regime and MBS in particular, that listen, you all speak about Palestine state. So take all these Palestinians and put them there in Saudi Arabia. And you got enough land there. And there you can make your Palestinian state. You see the arrogance and the harami. So remember, he thinks he's got Trump behind him, so he can get away with murder. Never will you get away. You are a war criminal and the worst prime minister in the history of Israel. And the day of justice will come in this world and in the year after for you. Remember Ariel Sharon, who murdered thousands of Palestinians. Then he was struck by a stroke and he stayed in Sakarat for 8 years in the pains and pangs of death. He could not love and he could not freck. For those of you who don't understand freck in the Afrikaans word, it means he could not live, nor could he die like a dog. And after 8 years, he died like a dog. We say good riddance, dispatched straight to hell. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I sent out late last night, you know, we have a lot of programs here. People come to meet us and so forth and so on. We are currently here in Kanye. First in my life, I came to this part of the world. So we had programs with Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence in Gaborone, and then there in Lobatse, and now we're in Kanye. And yesterday we had a nice program with the children and the kiddies. Every time they answer the question right, then I give them 10 rand, so every good money. So they're excited, you know, and they take chances also with the answers and so forth. I asked one lady yesterday, how many rukus in Janaza Salat? He said 9. Then I asked him again, he said 5. Then he said 3. So they just take chances, some of them, but it's all good, you know, interaction. So that is how you get all of them interested and so forth. So then I found a wonderful article. Hey, you Jutla, you Jutli, you Harami, you Zionists, and you Americans and supporters of them, listen to what your chief has to say of the army. 6,000 Jutla soldiers dispatched to the hell, dead already, that's the minimum. And the figure could go up to 13,000. They're already counting more and more and more. The worst defeat in the history of Israel that was done and was done by the Hamas. We are supporters of Hamas. We announce it publicly and unconditionally. We say we will support Hamas and we will support any organization, any person, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, who fights against America or Israel and causes them harm. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إن الله لا يؤيد هذا الدين بالرجل الفاجر. Literally, Allah Jalla wa la will help this deen of Islam, even sometimes via non-Muslims. So we should be very clear on our stance. So 6,000 Jutlas, that is minimum, dispatched straight to hell, and it could go up to 13,000. 71,000 Jutlas, remember, injured, just we speaking about the Israeli diaper force, their defense force. And that is minimum. And the figure could go up to 100,000 or more of those who are critically injured and so forth and so on. So that's why a humiliating defeat for Israel and their so-called allies. So Trump trumpeting away, he sends an envoy there to Lebanon. And she, this lady, arrogantly states that Hezbollah, you are defeated. Israel defeated you. And now when you form your new government, Hezbollah cannot be part of that government. Who the hell are you to come and dictate to us that Hamas can't be running the Gaza? Hezbollah cannot be part of the government. You must stay in your America. Why you want to poke your nose everywhere? And therefore we say, if you come to our countries, South Africa, or you come to Hezbollah, there to Lebanon, or you come to Palestine, Gaza, and you send your troops and so forth, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Remember that you are asking for the trouble, and therefore we will give it to you. So remember that. So now when she had to return, they blocked the road, you see that, to tell her, you get out from here, and you're not welcome here again. Get out, good riddance to you. Wa alayki la'ana, Allah's curse be upon you, and Trump and your shaitans who are backing you. Elon Musk is one of the biggest problem people in the world. He is a global problem. Because why? He is unelected. But he whispers in the ears of Trump. So both parties are shaitan. You waswi sufi sudurin nas min al jinnati wal nas. The whisperings of Satan, the ending of the noble Quran, chapter 114. So these are the whisperings of shaitan. Do this, do that. And he just put $1 billion, $1 million, and puts there for Trump. You know Trump, everything with him is just money. So therefore he listens to him and so forth. It's an occasion for the Palestinians in Gaza al-Mubarakah. They say more than 12,000 bodies are still under the rubble there in Gaza. And they will still find more, because now they're only going to certain areas and going for looking and searching. Allah Jalla Wala Grandam Jannat al-Fiddaus. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum. Allahumma arham mawtahum. Allahumma shfi' al-babbahum. Ya Allah, those who are ill, sick and injured, you give them siha afiya. Those who passed away as martyrs, grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah, you give sabr and patience and endurance to their families. And all these murderers, all these baby killers, all these prophet killers, now they are killing the children of the prophets and messengers. You decimate them, destroy them, annihilate them. If there is no hidayat for them and guidance for them, in goodness or nabut kar dijiye ya rabbal alameen. So we need to be very clear. So next week Trump will be trumpeting away, meeting Modi, and he will be meeting Zelensky also most probably next week. More floods in Australia. So you in Australia, you know what is Kudrat ka karishma. When Almighty Allah wants to punish you because you are standing with the wrong party, you say, no, we won't allow anti-Semitism, but they are the guilty party. They want to steal our land. They want to steal our homes. They want to steal their country. They want to steal everything. So you must say, shame on you, America and Israel. Both of you are haramis. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. Chapter 24, verse number 26. Both of you are immoral and unethical, and both of you are crooks. You just want to occupy and steal land, how they stole the whole America from the indigenous and the natives there and so forth. USA, remember, is making the mother of all bombs. The mother of all bombs, and they're going to supply that to Israel. Then Israel will use it against Hamas in Gaza and so forth. For the past 16 months, they were using all that. And yet they got defeated. Inshallah, some of the things they will use will remain unexploded. And then Hamas will use it against them. Inshallah. Allahumma jal tadbirahum tadmirahum ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, you decimate these enemies and destroy them. Richard Medhurst, you see that? So now he is a Syrian and a Canadian citizen and pro-Palestine. So then they arrested him, and they in Austria, they say that he's a member of Hamas and so forth. When you speak the truth, then they will label you and so forth. These are the haramis, the whites, the supremacists, and majority of them racist in all parts of the world. Four Israeli chutlas arrested there in Thailand. Granted, they were causing disturbance. They think they can do whatever they want to. So they lock them up, give them a fine and so forth. And they should pick them up and tell them, never ever allow the grain in Thailand, haramis. Pakistan wants to attack Afghanistan. Can you believe that? Pakistan affords bare chore, the government, big crooks in Pakistan. They say that now we must weaken the Taliban in Afghanistan and bring back America. So you can see the master is speaking America. You do the dirty work and then we will come in a little bit later. That is America and its allies. There they use them, the Pakistani government, the Pakistani army, the Kariban Sabke Sabjurian. Majority of them, bunch of crooks, and they'll get paid millions of dollars to do the dirty work, remember, of Pakistan, of America in Afghanistan. It will be done by them. South African news, Cyril woke up from his slumber and he said South Africa will not be bullied by anybody. A message to America and anybody else. So remember, the politicians and the business people are saying that South Africa is in more need of America than America is in need of South Africa. Child pornography is increasing in South Africa. If you just look at the Citizen newspaper, you will see how many court cases and who are the people involved and so forth and so on. So you put the poison in front of everybody and then they go and they will abuse it and so forth till they get caught. Allah forbid. Always read, Allahumma jannibna al-fawahisha minha ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Ya Allah, you protect us from all these haram of activities, indecent, obscene activities, publicly, privately, discreetly. Allah Ta'ala, let us lead a pure and a chaste life. And thereafter, a few announcements from this side of the world. MashaAllah, yesterday we heard the Qirat in the masjid, beautiful masjid. And Hafiz Adil read Aqub. You see, so I met his father, Anwar, also. So they said that Hafiz Adil is 22 years old, wonderful recite of the noble Quran, and he must get married to a Maiman. You see, Maiman, you see. So I said, no problem, I arrange for you. So me, I recommend any one of you South African girls, ladies, you want to come here, you settle here in Kanye. He's in Kanye. That is Hafiz Adil, you see. And mashallah, it's just 40 minutes flight. 1 hour, say, plus minus. That from Gaborone today, you must remember, you know, to Johannesburg and so forth. They got flights to Cape Town. They got flights to Durban all this year. He's tall, handsome-looking guy, Hafiz Adil Aqub. So I told him, your name is, so I say, you are a Maiman originally. Yaqub, you know, but when they left Porbandar, the Ya fell off there. Then there's another brother, his name is Hamza Aqub, you see. So he also, his father is a Hafiz, Hafiz Salim Aqub. So he also wants to get married. He's 25 years old. He's very good in all this IT and all that, is Hamza, the son of Hafiz Salim Aqub. So now we are here. We're busy with matchmaking now. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala grant all of them pious spouses, and then after that nikah and so forth, pious children. Always keep on reading Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. And I must thank all the people who are helping us, assisting us on this trip. Our Haji Rafiq, mashallah, day and night with us, taking us everywhere. My colleague and my Rafiq Safar, Haji Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg, Allah reward him, reward his family, mashallah. Then our host everywhere, mashallah, they're helping us here. Allah Jalla Wala. So today our program will be now here in the masjid, Quarter 5 is Jamaat, and then we'll have a program. And then the whole time we will go there to the farm of the Dadas, you see, Haji Abdul Sattar Dada and his grandson. and all of them will be there, and the other brother will be there, Haji Muhammad, also Dada, inshallah. So in that, we're going to have a big lunch there, and a lot of people are invited, I believe. And tonight will be the main program there in Masjid An-Nur. There's a Darul Uloom there, and they're having a jalsa, their annual jalsa. So inshallah, I will be there, inshallah, Aziz. And then tomorrow after Fajr, we'll have the final program, and then Nashta, and then Rasta, and then we'll come to airport and so forth, and return home, make dua for us. Allah Jalla Wala returns us, Allah Maruddana, Ghanimeen, Salimeen, Mahzuzeen, Mansoorin, Makbuleen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah Mala Taruddana, Khaibeen, Khasireen. So may all met Allah accept us for His deen, wherever we go. Gee, Ma Salim, we have 17 minutes or so, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, deep questions are from our brothers and sisters in Botswana. Alhamdulillah. First question, Mona. A husband provides all the provision for the family, but unfortunately, he does not spend quality time. Mufti Sahab, what is your opinion and nasiha to husbands who do this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a common complaint everywhere in the world, whether it's Botswana, South Africa, other parts of the world, that some husbands, they will provide the roti, kapra, makan, the shelter, food, clothing, all that. And like that, they go to their wives, but they don't spend quality time with them. They'll spend more time with their friends or with golf and, you know, playing with their friends and tennis or some other sports, whatever. So is that acceptable? Definitely not acceptable. The Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala, who created us, He commands every person who is a husband, and you have your wife, and you have your children. Surah number 4, verse number 19, وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that you must treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. We all say we love Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we must study Siratul Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the lifestyle of the Master alayhi salam? To ask Mother Aisha Siddiqa, Siddiqa, Siddiq ki ladli, ki sahib zadi, ki beti, ki piyari. So Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, the Zawja Mutahara, Ummul Mu'mineen. She states that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum, wa ana khayrukum li ahli. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. I, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best to my wives and my children. I heard on several occasions from Hazratji, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Hazratji to Madar Zad Wali the, real Waliullah, and he passed away on a Friday in 92. Hazrat Nawwarallahu of Jalalabad used to say, the whole world can praise you, but if your wife and your children are displeased with you because you are not fulfilling their rights and so forth, then remember that Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll be considered not as a good person, but a bad person. And the whole world can condemn you and criticize you, but you are treating your wives and your children good, with love, with respect and with justice and so forth and so on. Then even if the world condemns you, criticizes you, you will be beloved by all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You will be beloved by Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Therefore, husbands, 15 Shaaban is coming, Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, authentic hadith, that فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ, Allah Jalla Wala will forgive the entire creation on Laylatul Nisfi min Shaaban, Laylatul Bara'a, and it is a big night, auspicious night for you students, ulama, who read Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, the encyclopedia of Sheikh Nasiruddin Albani, Rahimahullah, Al-Mujalladu Thalith, the third volume, Hadith number 1144, Inna Sheikh Afada wa Ajada fi Hadal Mawdu. He wrote an excellent article on that. And he quoted this hadith and said it's authentic. Allah will forgive everybody on His creation. Illa li mushrik, except the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. Oh, Mushahin, people who harbor enmity, hatred, malice, rancor in their hearts, dil mein kudurat ho, adawat ho, nafrat ho, dushmani ho, hasad ho. So all these will be reasons that will become disqualified, Allah forbid. So therefore, O daughter-in-law, go ask your mother-in-law for forgiveness. Husband, ask forgiveness to your wife. Wife, ask forgiveness to husband. Jo namyo, Allah ki gamyo. Wonderful lesson in Mammon. There's a saying in Mammon, every language has a wonderful saying, you know. So in Mammon, my mother used to teach me, jo namyo, Allah ki gamyo. When you adopt humility and you go and ask that person for forgiveness, Allah will elevate you. You become the beloved of Allah. I beg you, those of you who are not talking to one another for years and months and decades, so ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask people for forgiveness. Not just as a tradition and custom, but with sincerity. I am the party, the wrong one. So I ask you for forgiveness. Then see how Allah will unite your hearts. Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. The more you forgive others, then more Allah will forgive us as well. Beautiful lesson of the Quran Sharif.
Shab, another question from Botswana. Is it better to keep the sunnah fast or to perform your qaza fast?
Remember, life is all about al-aham fal-aham, the laws of priority. So must we read more and more nafil salat, or must we read our qaza salat? Must we keep more and more voluntary fast or sunnat fast, or must we keep our qaza fast? Must we keep on giving out charity for this masjid, this madrasa, and we keep on delaying the payment of our debts and loans? So we all can understand. So Allah will question us about the compulsory salat, the compulsory siyam fasting, the compulsory zakat and so forth. But Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan comes and he embellishes and he beautifies and adorns. You must remember the things that are voluntary. And وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So now that massages our ego, we feel that maybe ponchi geloche, that I'm also very pious. There can be piety. So we have to start reading our qaza salat. We have to keep our qaza fast now immediately from today. We have to keep, remember, start paying our zakat for the past 10, 15, 20 years that we never paid. So definitely that you must worry about that which is compulsory. Yes, on the 13, 14, 15 of Shaban, you can keep the sunnah fast. Or 14, 15, you fast. And 15, you Shaban, you fast the sunnah fast, or nafil fast, mustahab fast. So all that is acceptable. But majority of the days, keep the qaza fast. So that is what Islam will teach us.
Mufti Sahab, what is the best response to give to people when they praise us so that we do not feel insincere?
So you must remember, if I understood the question properly, then this will be the response. If it's not, then just repeat the question. If people praise us and so forth, so what response should we give? So you must remember, Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when people used to praise, he used to say, Allahumma ij'alna khayran mimma yazunnun. Ya Allah, make us better than what they are thinking of us. And Allahumma ighfir lana mimma la ya'lamun. Ya Allah, they don't know all of our vices and sins. So forgive us, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, to see that we don't get blown up in the pride and death and so forth, you see. And the pride and arrogance don't enter. And open in Ibn Majah, there's a whole chapter. Babu Majah fi tamaduh, when people praise us. One hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yahsud turafi for me. He takes sand and puts in their mouth, meaning stop them. Don't let them go and praise us. So much that they start lying and exaggerating. Next one, when you want to praise a person, say, Ahsibuhu kadhalik. I think he is like this and that. Wala uzakki alallahi ahad. I can never sanctify anybody against Allah. Allah knows alone that what we are doing in privacy and what we are doing when we are, nobody is looking, but Allah is all observing. And third one, you must remember when people praise us too much, then we must look at our sins and vices. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Rahimahullah, if you go to Baghdad on his grave Mubarak, is written Sayyidu Ta'ifa, the leader of the Awliyaullah and Sufis. He said, An-Nazru ila ala illah, look at the ever-recurring bounties of Almighty Allah. And one nazru ila taqsirik, and then look at our own shortcomings. The vices we have committed, the sins we have committed, but Allah is Sattar, Allah is Ghaffar. That feeling of guilt that comes, so that should be our haya, our shame, our modesty. An nazru ila ala illah, one nazru ila taqsirik. What beautiful words of wisdom they taught us. May Allah Jalla Wala grant all these awliyaullah and above them the Sahaba and above them the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam all the reward for guiding us on the right path, and we should follow in their footsteps.
Mufti Sahab, another question from Botswana. What is the Sharia ruling of Sajda Tilawat mentioned in Surah Salt?
There are 3-4 different issues here regarding Surah Sad that we should remember. Number one is this, what is the ruling regarding Sajda-i Tilawat? Anyway, where there is Sajda-i Tilawat, what is the ruling regarding that? So that's the first issue we have to discuss. According to the Malikis, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, that they say that Sajda-i Tilawat is Sunnah. If you perform it, you get a reward. You don't perform it and you pass away, then there is no sin upon you. So that is the verdict of majority scholars. Only Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, the Hanafi's fatwa is this, that Sajda-i Tilawat is wajib and compulsory. Remember upon the reader, the Qari, and the one who is the Sami, the one who hears it. But remember, it must be a live recording, a live reading. It must not be a recording, for example, from a CD and so forth, or you know, on your radio you are listening, but it's not live. So then in that case there, everybody agrees, all the scholars, that there is no Sajda-i Tilawat. So that's the first thing. So what will be the difference? So according to the Hanafis, if the person performed it, he'll be rewarded for Sajda-i Tilawat. He didn't perform it and he died. Then he died while guilty of committing a sin. But majority scholars say there'll be no sin because it's sunnah, and Hanafi say sinful because it is wajib. Second issue regarding Surah Sad, is there that a Sajda Tilawat? So the Hanafis, the Malikis, the Hanbalis say yes, there is a Sajda Tilawat. But the Shafi'is only say then there is no Sajda-i Tilawat there, and this is Sajda-i Shukr. So Imam Shafi calls this Sajda-i Shukr. For you who are ulama and students, you should get the book written by Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, Al-Masailu Allati Infarada Biha Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi. Those Masail and places where Imam Shafi is one side, and all the other 3 jurists and scholars are on the other side, the Malikis, the Hanafis, the Hanbalis. So this is one of them. Third one, where should the Sajda be done? I have the Quran Sharif open in front of me, and it is Surah Sad, and it is chapter number 38. So remember that should you make the Sajda there, when you read verse number 24 or when you read verse number 25. So according to the muhakkikin and the ulama who go deep, deep into research, it's better that you make the sajda at Surah 38 and verse 24. If you look at the Quran Sharif printed in the haram, and that is Mujamma Malik Fahad, you will see the sajda nishani and sign is there by verse 24. And that is majority scholars remember that. But you must remember that we find in our Quran Sharif, Miaswam Quran, India Pakistan Quran, that is written there by verse 25. So whether you make it at 24, 25, then all is permissible. But the discussion comes about which one is better. Even Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who was one of the greatest scholars in the past for Jews. And in Ma'arif al-Quran, he's making ishara that you should make Sajda Tilawat there at chapter 38 and verse number 24. But remember, now Ramadan coming, then you must remember whether you make it at 24, 25, then kulluha kafin shafin, all of them will be acceptable. All of you who are going to make imamah to Taraweeh, and you, the public, you're going to read more and more Quran. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran during Ramadan is the beauty of Ramadan. So try and learn from now the dua for sajda tilawat. Both ahadith are sunnah, are authentic, and this is the sunnah dua. Today, this ummah, when it goes into sajda tilawat, it just reads Subhana Rabbil A'la. That is permissible, but not sunnah. Sunnah are these two du'as. Both are authentic, both are mentioned in Tirmidhi. Sajjada wajhi lillazi khalaqahu wa shakka sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. So I went into sajda, and for that supreme being, Almighty Allah who created us, He blessed us with the faculty of hearing and seeing with His might and power. Sajjada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa shakka sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. That one dua finished. Second dua, also in Tirmidhi, also authentic, four parts to it. Allahumma aktub li biha innaka ajra. Ya Allah, I am performing the sajda tilawat, report for me. In exchange of it, reward there by you. Wada'anni biha wizra. Oh, beloved Allah, I went into sajda, complete surrender, submission to you. So remove my vices and sins from me, that in lieu of the sajda, waj'alha li innaka sukhra, make it a treasure for me there by you in the year after. Whenever we do good deeds, then we beg Almighty Allah after our speech, after our deeds and actions, and they are righteous and good actions, we beg Allah for qabooliyat wa taqabbalha minni kama taqabbaltaha min abdika Dawood. Ya Allah, accept it from me as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. So we know that majority of the people of Radio Al-Ansar International, Durban surrounding, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, you don't know it, so contact your local ulama. We will send out the Porta, Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota will send it out. Then by 7, quarter past 7, I'll try and send it out from here. And then you can learn it also, inshallah. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of all, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
So we can take the last question. Can a menstruating woman read the Ruqya du'as?
Remember, Ruqya means to blow. You read Surah Fatiha and you blow on the sick person. You read Qul Huwa Allah, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, Ayatul Kursi, and you blow on that person. So you are my sister in your haiz, in your nafati, in your menses. So you read these verses and you blow on yourself, you blow on your children, you blow on your husband. I'll give you a nice story just now quick. So you mustn't make intention of tilawat of Quran. You must make intention of dua. Then it is permissible. You read, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, and you made intention of dua, and you blew on your husband, your child. So remember, it's permissible. Story quickly, then we finish. So one day, you know, husband, wife, we have a chit-chat, you see. So the husband asks his popi, his wife, darling, darling, do you ever see me in the dream? So the wife say, Hasha wa kalla, I never ever see you in a dream. So the husband was like, but disappointed after 10, 15 years married. So he asked her that, how come you don't see me? Why you don't see me? So she answered, she said, I heard AK say, before sleeping every night, you must read Ayatul Kursi. Then no shaitans will trouble you. So therefore, I don't see you. So then the Damal starts, you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.